A century and a half of education history is the centerpiece of this small northeast Iowa town. In the beginning, it was Bowen Collegiate Institute, but everyone knows the charming four-building complex as Lenox College. The entire campus remains intact and is registered as a National Historic Place.
This was the old main, and that was the original building. The classes started September the 1st, 1859.
Curator Kenny Bacon has the keys to Lenox. From the creaky wooden floors to the tin ceiling, it's become the perfect home for the Delaware County Museum. If you don't mind me saying so, it's kind of spooky.
Could be a lot of ghosts, but...
There's another classroom building, a women's dorm, and an antique basketball court where the team wore their black and orange uniforms. The Harlem Globetrotters once played here. Fans could look down on the action from two narrow balconies.
I said people always want to go up there and just look down.
That's Pat Hucker down by the free throw line setting up for a high school reunion. Private events, donations, and county funds are used to maintain the facilities. Every spring, surviving students return to Hopkinton to reminisce.
And I worked for my board and room at Clark Hall. And I did dishes, and I did dishes, and I did dishes.
Florence Flanagan was in the class of 42 when tuition was $50 a semester.
You know, the boys were not allowed to come, only in the parlor. So they would come outside and then holler up, and they'd have a Coke or something. So we threw our clothesline down. I probably should tell this. We threw our clothesline down and he tied it around a bottle of Coke and brought it up. Now that's as exciting as we had. No beer or anything like that.
Lenox turned out some influential alumni, a governor from California, a University of Iowa president, prominent professors, and lots of teachers, including Laura Morgan from the class of 1930.
Well, we had two societies, the Cleonian and the Athenian societies. I belonged to the Cleonians.
Now 99 years old, Laura had seniority at this year's reunion.
Every year it seems like we lose some, you know. So I'm about the only one left, I guess.
85-year-old Robert Nelson is one of the younger ones. He attended Lenox in 1941.
I was there when they bombed Pearl Harbor. A complete shock. Within 24 hours or more, the people were rushing to the stations, you know, to join the services.
Lenox closed for World War II and never reopened. Classes were also suspended during the Civil War, when every able-bodied male volunteered for the Union. A campus monument commemorates those who gave their lives. According to legend, a ghost of a co-ed still appears in the old dormitory, waiting for her boyfriend to return. Among the believers is Mayor Kathy Harris.
And we had gone up to the attic, and we started down the stairs, and all of a sudden it was just like somebody had thrown something. I got up there, and there was a book that was sitting up on a chair, and it was like it had been thrown across the room. We think it was her.
Campuses today are more apt to be haunted by budget and enrollment issues. In the past year, 10 colleges went out of business. The Lenox campus lives on. Although there aren't any more formal classes, it continues to teach its own history going back 150 years. In Hopkinton, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.